Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Lovely Travels podcast. Emma, what do you think about a new musical intro?
We have a new jingle. There you go. Going
Jingle jangle.
Yes, New South Wales. So this is obviously a big one for us because we are both, I'm from there. You lived there for quite some time. So
I did live there.
You worked there too. You went to school there. You lived there. You've done lots of things there. This is the episode that we probably have the most knowledge about in all of the states. I have lived in three of the states of Australia, but definitely the most of my life was in New South Wales. So my blood bleeds blue. That's based on the origins. New South Wales versus Queensland.
Yes, a segue to the foosball, as it's called, yes, in New South Wales.
Rugby league, yeah.
Rugby league. If sport is going to, just kill the conversation every time for me.
Well, it's a big topic because now I live in Queensland and especially my brother is very worried about me converting to being a Queensland Origins supporter. I said, at the moment, I'm not really watching it. So I don't think you have to worry too much. But no, I will always be a New South Welsh woman. I have a very cool ring, actually. I'll have to put a photo of it on. I bought it in Victoria at a market in Melbourne, but it was, you know, those souvenir spoons?
Yeah.
You know that people used to collect those souvenir spoons? So it had the New South Wales emblem up the top and someone had turned the spoon into a ring. And, I was living in Melbourne at the time in Victoria and I thought, I'm going to wear my home state.
This is amazing. This is the content our listeners come here to the show for. Spoon rings and
Souvenirs. People love souvenirs. We're talking about New South Wales. They were both related. Hey, you have your fun facts. I have my obscure Emma-related facts, okay? That's what we bring to the table.
New South Wales is Australia's oldest state, Emma, and it was named in 1770 by Captain James Cook, who falsely proclaimed it was uninhabited, the douchebag, and he claimed it for Britain.
Yeah, there was definitely people there. It is one of our oldest living civilizations in the world. So, Australia didn't have states and territories before, the British arrived, and then that happened.
It is the most populous and heavily industrialized state in Australia.
Yes, with the capital Sydney, which is quite famous. We had the 2000 Olympics there, which was amazing to have in our lifetime. You and I attended the Paralympics together, Darius.
I remember. We got some time off school.
Yeah, it was good. And got to support sport, and we've said a number of times you're not super fussed about.
You're doing it again.
Look, the Olympics is kind of a massive deal. I think you get a little bit excited about that. I'm excited about it. I have some great, again, Emma-related facts. I'm going to share some photos. I was at the Cathy Freeman night where she won the 400 metres, which was a huge moment for Australia. I've never heard silence like that. And then the gun went off and the roar of the crowd and the pride in Cathy Freeman winning that gold in the 400. She was sort of one of the hero stories and, you know, proud Indigenous woman. And it was really a phenomenal moment. And I'll always remember that. And my family in the UK, I took a giant hand and wrote Aussie, Aussie, Aussie on it because I'm a Bogan. And they spotted it on the TV from the UK. So they knew where we were in the crowd.
They spotted a giant hand with Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Well, they didn't know it said Aussie, Aussie, but they knew the hand was there, and so we could spot us on the TV. And I have a lovely photo of us outside the stadium. Just good memories. I'm just sharing memories that happened in New South Wales, okay? That's what this episode's about.
Of course, I grew up in Cronulla, which is in the south of Sydney. Smack bang in the Shire. It's changed a lot, but I have very fond memories of growing up there. It was a very beautiful place, lots of beach. Sydney's a great city, and we'll try to not talk too much about Sydney, but of course, you know, being like the main city in New South Wales, it might come up a little bit.
And one of the most, you know, it's quite a famous city in the world. Having the, you know, Sydney Harbour Bridge. We get one of the first, one of the first places in the world to have New Year's. And so the Sydney fireworks have become really very famous. They're a bit controversial in the last few years, whether they should be running or not, but they have been something that the world watches, and that harbour. You cannot go to Sydney and not go to the Harbour Bridge, see the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House. It is absolutely iconic, and it never fails to take my breath away. I love flying into Sydney over the harbour, and it's just home. That's like, okay, I'm home.
Yeah. I lived in North Sydney for a while, well, in Cremorne and in Mossman, and I worked in the CBD. So my way to work was on a ferry, get sick of, like, it's so good. It's like taking a tour boat. People fly from all over the world to do it, and I did it every day. Riding past the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, and it was a very special place.
Yeah, and the ferry ride is if you are going to Sydney, like, it's a must. I like going to Manly. I think that's a great day out from on the ferry. But yeah, no, absolute highlight. And those green and yellow ferries are also very iconic of Sydney. So, but yeah, I was born in the eastern suburbs, so Randwick near Coogee, where my dad now lives. And then we moved to the Shire, and yeah, they're the only places I've lived in Sydney, the Shire and the eastern suburbs. My now husband is from the North Shore, which is that is how you say it,
posh,
the
North posh, Shore. Posh, very posh.
Yes, boat shoes is a thing, and they have a boat, so it's accurate. But, yes.
So they weren't boat shoes. They were just regular shoes for being on the boat.
Yeah, true. But Sydney is a huge, it is enormous. It's a massive, like, geographical area.
Sprawling metropolis.
From the north to the south to the east to the west. Like, to the Blue Mountains is still, some parts of Blue Mountains are still in Sydney, which people just can't believe. And maybe that's the first stop we can take. If you were to, you know, be in New South Wales and you didn't have a hell of a lot of time and you've flown into Sydney, Blue Mountains is such a great way to get out of Sydney proper and to start to see some of that real Australian landscape. And the Blue Mountains do actually look blue, just the hue of it, and they are magnificent. Lovely.
The blue color has to do with the oil from the eucalyptus, like, condensing or something like that.
Well, that would be an excellent fact that I wouldn't know because I don't do my research, but I do love going there. And the Lura Lolly Shop is one of the best places in the world. It's a must. Lura.
Yeah. It is. And, yeah. I remember Mum used to work as a tour guide, as you'd know from the Mum episodes. I don't remember what numbers, Wilma. Emma. The Wilma episodes. Do you remember the numbers?
58.
She used to work as a tour guide, and when she did, like, City Sights, which is like a short tour around Sydney, and sometimes they'd tack on the Blue Mountains, I would often get little bags from the candy store in Lura.
So good.
Which was also always very nice. Another trip. If you have maybe not quite as much time, you could drive down to the Royal National Park, which beautiful. I think is also like quite iconic Australian bush. Also quite close to Sydney.
I used to drive through and past the Royal National Park to get to school every day. And it was very lovely, I take it for granted. When I did live in Melbourne in the city, which has kind of got a more of a European look, I really missed the bush. Street in Engadine, where I grew up, was half bush and a valley with the Warrenora River below us. And just used to, just wanted a bit of air and wanted, a bit of space. So I'd just jump down into the bush and go for a bush walk. So I really missed that. And there is a lot of that in Victoria, but there isn't closer to Melbourne. You have to go a little bit further out. So having that on my literal doorstep was something I really loved growing up in Sydney, in New South Wales.
Yeah. Let's broaden the scope a little bit. Where else in New South Wales can you recommend?
Well, I was just going to say how far south I'd been. So I have been.
Okay.
So a lot of people would have travelled in New South Wales and done the East Coast. So the East Coast is a trip from Sydney up to Cairns would be all the way up to Cairns in the top of Queensland or near the top of Queensland would be a popular backpacker type tour, or if people had a little bit of more time, there are regular buses that go and they stop all the way up the coast. And so a lot of people probably have done that direction. The furthest south I believe I've been is down to around on the coast would be around Batemans Bay. So it's about 4 hours south of Sydney. And that was lovely. There's some, we did like caravan park and we went to Mogo, and sadly when they had the fires recently, Mogo Zoo was quite affected, but they managed to save animals, which is a lovely story. But the south, going south of Sydney, 2 hours, if you go 2 hours south of Sydney towards Nowra, it's one of my favourite drives in the world. I just love it. You go through past Stanwell Tops. I love, there's a place called Simbi. If you've got 2 days, I actually wrote an itinerary. I'll have to dig that out. I believe it's on the blog on lovelytravels.com. You travel south to Symbio Animal Park near Stanwell Tops, Wollongong, you've got Kiama, you go to the Blowhole, keep going south. You've got Berry, which is a little bit more inland. It's very beautiful, little charming little towns down south. Keep on going down towards Jervis Bay and you can stay in these like cabins and kangaroos jump up. You've got Kalala Bay there, Falls Creek.
With scuba diving in Jervis Bay.
Yeah, Vincentia and Huskisson down there. There's lots of stingrays and just beautiful fish. That's sort of where my road trip ends. But, keep on kicking on down towards Merry Beach and Batemans Bay. And I really wanted to, last year was planning to get down to, the year before I had some friends visit from India and I was going to get down to Tathra because we were going to drive from New South Wales, from Queensland to Victoria. And they did, my friends did. I jumped out in Sydney. But, Tathra, which is on the coast as well. But my friend moved there and I'd really like to get down. But you've just got all these amazing, beautiful, and the feeling in those sort of New South Wales beachside suburbs, coastal suburbs, I should say. It's really lovely and it's kind of a simpler life and I don't know, more community. It's a really nice vibe. Yeah. I love doing that. So I have been to the border. Mm-hmm. I've been all the way to the border, but driving, but not really stopped. Like Mum and I just did one. We were driving from Melbourne to Sydney to Melbourne one time and or vice versa. And we stayed in, I want to say near Yass. But just overnight sort of thing. So the drive, I quite enjoy the drive and the scenery, but I haven't really, I would like to stop a bit more. And I have stopped at Albury Wodonga, which is quite famous, the New South Wales, Victoria border towns.
Yeah. And what you said about coastal town, be relaxed. It's sort of the memory I have from Cronulla back in the day. It was very communal and very relaxed back before it was all built up and stuff. And I actually got very homesick thinking about this New South Wales episode because, yeah, I spent a lot of time down in the national park with scouts and, you know, Wollongong. And we used to go camping down at near Ulladulla at Pretty Beach, which is very nice. But, yeah, I definitely feeling a bit homesick just thinking about it. Which speaks to the east coast of Australia. Very nice place.
It's stunning. So I'm going to take us a little bit more inland now, west. The furthest I've been inland, I would say, would be to Orange, which is where my mum lives. So mum should be the ambassador for Orange because she loves it. And it is a wonderful region and it is fast growing in popularity because of their fabulous wines.
Right.
Shout out to Cargo Road Wines is one that I really loved going to. And, yeah, and their food also, they have a couple of, like, food festivals. And I think, you know, it's about 4 hours from Sydney, so go up over the Blue Mountains, down over into sort of, yeah, much more sort of country area. And people... A lot of people have moved out there during the COVID times because it's not too far. And it's just got a lovely little way of life and is focused on food and wine and famous places nearby. You might have heard of the Bathurst, which I've also been to. They have the, again,
they have
They have the cars. I was going to, Bathurst 1000 is a huge, one of, probably Australia's most famous car race, which I've been to. It was an experience. My brother loves going. I went once. I worked as a promo girl there. It was, yeah, it was cool. Cool to experience. I also went into to uni games there. So
I don't know what that is. Is that sports?
It is sports. I played soccer for university games for my university UTS. And it's funny because they have the Bathurst 1000 every year and there's this funny thing where 1 year they changed the law to be that you could only have, it's a 3-day event, one case of beer per person per day. Only allowed one. They had to put that restriction in. And so with that sort of theme of Bathurst 1000, they said that they would never, ever host the university games again because of how disruptive we all were. And I was like,
jeez.
And yet you host cars race with one case of beer per day per person. But we were worse. I was like, okay, okay.
Well,
that's the bar. We did good.
The cynic in me says that it's probably because uni students don't have much money and Bathurst fans probably spend more money in total.
That would probably be accurate. But, yeah, no, it's fun. Mm. The other famous place out that way is Dubbo Zoo. So
Dubbo. Western Dubbo Zoo, Bay. Not Dubbo, just zoo. The zoo.
Oh, yeah, well, Dubbo has a zoo, but, yeah, no. So that's sort of that's the area we're talking about. So that's as far as I've been. There isn't actually heaps touristy stuff sort of as you go further west. It is does get a bit more dry and deserty and less populated. And basically that's the rhyme and reason of all of Australia. We're very coastal dense. I know my brother has mentioned and I will read out we'll share maybe an audio, we'll see, some tips for my brother because he did a big road trip and did a big trip in New South Wales and I admire him. He really wanted to see his own country and see his own state. So he said, James Lovell, my brother, he's been all the way out to Broken Hill with stops on the way and a very different route back. He's been from the Victoria border all the way up the coast to Sydney with stops along the way. He's seen some of the northern New South Wales coast, including Central Coast, Newcastle, Port Stephens, Port Macquarie, Coffs Harbour and Byron Bay. And he's also been to the Hunter Valley, Snowy Mountains, Royal National Park, Blue Mountains and Kangaroo Valley. So
fantastic.
Which is a really great list, and he's probably included some great ones there that I might have skipped off. Fortunately, have been to I actually have been to a lot of those places listed, all of them except except Broken Hill. So highly recommend, and yeah, we'll get a bit more stuck into that northern New South Wales coast because I think you've been there. But Hunter Valley is a great one to mention. That's probably New South Wales' most famous wine region. Sure. And the Snowy Mountains. Have you been there, Darius?
Is that down Kosciuszko sort of area?
Yeah, like Thredbo and Perisher and Jindabyne.
I have not.
You've been to Canberra, I know, because
I've been to Canberra. You were going to ask me where else have you been in New South Wales, and I was going to say in the ACT.
Well, you can still say it. So you're saying it now.
Well, yeah. no, I think yeah. Canberra is the furthest south I've been in New South Wales.
You've been further south, but that's inland and south because you've been Ulladulla's further.
Ulladulla is further south in Canberra?
I would think so, or they'd be at least on par. Ulladulla's like four hours from Sydney.
Yeah. In any case, but we're not talking about boring old Canberra right now. We're talking about New South
Wales. Save that for the ACT episode. Strap yourselves in, guys.
This is Australia's most planned city. fair call to Canberra and the ACT. It is pretty impressive. Like I think they did a good job.
Yeah, and it gets its own episode, so we will revisit it. But often people do come to New South Wales and do make a trip there because it is our capital, the Australian capital. So hence called the Australian capital.
Crazy place. It is. And that's all that has going for it.
I have on the way to the open. I was just going to jump back to the Snowy Mountains before we move on. I'm a big snow person, and so. You wouldn't have come. Year 10, we went to – the first time I ever went to the snow was in year 10 for the annual – for the ski trip.
Could have been that I wasn't allowed.
Oh, that's not fun. It was I got a taste of it and I loved it. And so as an adult, I have really pursued the snow and I love snow travel, which actually that will be a great topic episode. I love ticking off – different countries and different mountains where I can ski. So I have actually skied at all of Australia's major ski fields. But I remember I had a very fond holiday when we were a kid going to Jindabyne in summer and going to the Snowy Mountains region in summer is quite lovely. But we went in April and when I was a kid and we went to Charlotte's Pass and we went to there's the Merino sheep come from around there. I remember going to see the Merino sheep. There's a big Merino sheep near there, like as in Australia loves big stuff. We'll get back to that.
Maybe I have been there then.
The big sheep is there. And, Thredbo is probably my preference. A bit contentious, mm-hmm. Thredbo and Perisher. People really fall on one. I'm a Thredbo girl. I broke my back on High Noon at Thredbo in 2009. I broke two vertebrae. Wow. That was fun. Again, at University Games, Snow University Games. I'm not really selling University Games here, but
They're banned and also quite dangerous.
Yeah, super fun, but very hurty. I still snowboard today. That was in 2009. I've recovered fully. One of our big bucket list items, and I hope to share an episode in the future about it, is Matthew and I want to climb to Kosciuszko. So you can get the chairlift up Kozzy and go to which is Australia's tallest mountain. Not super tall in terms of world mountain scale, but it is our continent's tallest mountain. And so we're planning to do a 4-day trek and camping. And Matt did that in school. But he would be able to tick it off his bucket list, but at the last minute, he and his mates decided to get the chairlift. So he can't count it because he didn't do the full trek. So we're going to take little Finny and we're going to do this trek hopefully in the next year or two and see Australia from a different view.
Sounds great. So that was kind of south of Sydney, south and west of Sydney. But you can also, let's go north. On your way up from Sydney, you likely make it to Newcastle and surrounds, which is also quite nice. Obviously a lot more quiet than Sydney, but I don't know, nice place. The famous Wilma is currently residing in Newcastle, so you could stop off and see her.
You could, and she's come up here as well a little bit, and unfortunately haven't managed to tee it up, but it's quite achievable to get to Queensland from that area, so with some lovely stops along the way. But all around there is so great. I stopped in on my road trip with my Indian friends a few years ago was to Forster. Mm-hmm. They say Forster, but it's spelt Forster.
Right.
And it was absolutely beautiful. And we took – you're often taking – I'm often doing that drive. I've done the drive from Sydney to Gold Coast quite a bit, and it's just a lot of highway. I think people are quite disappointed. They would like to do the coastal road, but just that part of New South Wales, it's not possible. You have to kind of go in to go to a place, and then you come back out on the highway, and then you go in, you go back out on the highway. It looks like it's possible, but unlike they've got the Big Sur in California. I think that's why or the Great Ocean Road. People think it's like that, but just the way the coast is, you can't. They don't have a road. But if you have time, it's really lovely to pull into these little areas. And we drove from Forster along this sort of river, like the road followed the river and just along these little inlets. And it was absolutely stunning. And my in-laws, Matthew's parents, had a holiday house at a place called Etalong, which is about an hour and a half north of Sydney. And it was gorgeous. So lots of people from Sydney, just have little weekends away, probably up to about Port Macquarie. So that's about 4 hours north. So just little weekends away. And there's so many great little towns and, we did talk about Port Macquarie on our regional Australia episode with our local, lovely local Jane Hilsden. So fabulous plot. If you want to learn more about that, then head on over and listen to episode 61.
Port Macquarie. I'm sure I've been there. It doesn't really stand out in my mind. I can't remember. Where's the Big Banana? Isn't that in Port Macquarie?
That's in Coffs Harbour.
That's further north.
So I mentioned it slightly before, but Australia loves big stuff. It's this weird thing. I don't know where it started, but we got big stuff around. And then I think some people have just been like, yeah, I can make a pretty big thing. But one of the most famous things, yes, is the Big Banana. And that is on the major road that you drive past Coffs Harbour. So you don't actually go into Coffs Harbour.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it, but you have to stop. It's like the law.
And you get one of the chocolate-coated bananas or other banana-related snacks. Banana merchandise, it's all there, anything you need.
If you like bananas or, even if if you don't like bananas, you can just get the hell out. But, I think seeing a novelty-sized giant banana is pretty fun. So definitely a highlight of that road trip. There's also a little Dutch place there and we have our friend Marika and one of our good friends, Emily, who gets mentioned a lot on this episode as well, on this podcast as well. Her grandmother lived up around Ballina area and still does. I go and visit Granny, Emily's grandmother. I call her Granny too. She lives now on a fabulous macadamia farm and I love taking people to see it, even though it's not my family, but I just adopted. but she used to live in Ballina and near Lennox Head and Pottsville, just gorgeous parts of the world. And so from about year 9, so about 15, we made an annual trip up there in the holidays to go and stay with Granny. And it was Elizabeth, Marika, Emily and I. And so, that road trip, I know that road very well. We did it a few times with her mum and then we did it once we could drive on our own. But, whenever we drove past Coffs, there's this giant Dutch, I don't know what it is. I think it's just a souvenir shop thing, but there's a giant pair of clogs out the front as well, and that was great, great highlight because Marika has Dutch heritage. So, again, not related to anyone, but yeah, look out for the giant clogs and there's a windmill, and look out for the banana as you drive past on the way up to the border.
Hmm. Inland from there is Tamworth and Armidale, which are quite. I wouldn't say it's super exciting, but they're there.
Tamworth has a very famous country music festival, so that's what Tamworth is known for. And I think that's probably one of the most exciting times to go. But, yeah, probably like a good example of a country town. And your good friend and my friend Angela lives there. So
yeah, shout out to Ange and Oscar. Actually,
I liked Armidale, and Kat lived there. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Kat, who is also mentioned a lot on here, and will again, dangling the carrot, she will one day be on one of our episodes properly, but she lived in Armidale, and, yeah, I probably wouldn't have otherwise gone there, and she got married there, actually, so I got to attend a wedding in Armidale, and had you not mentioned it, I would have forgot.
Armidale has a university. I think a lot of teachers study there.
Yeah, yep. A lot of people go out there to study and, you know, and actually they went out there to work as teachers, her and her partner, husband.
So Armidale is pretty much level with Coffs Harbour. And actually the drive from one or the other, I like the drive from Armidale down to Coffs. You go through the New England National Park, which is quite impressive because it's like it has almost like tropical pockets. It's a great national park to explore. Very, very pretty.
Top tip, do not do it at night. It is not a fun drive at night.
No, that's true. That I've done that at night as well. Not great fun because it's a very windy road.
Very windy.
And there are no lights at all.
Yeah. And nowhere to eat. We had stopped. The last place was Grafton, and we'd be like, we'll go to the next place. And then, like, not even a tiny, there was like a tiniest little petrol station, and that was probably it until we got to Armidale at like 11:30 at night. And
yeah,
we were hangry. Yeah.
The hanger is real.
Yes. But yes, talking about big things, make sure you go to Ballina. And see the big prawn. It's right near Bunnings. So, you know, two icons right there next to each other, Australian icons.
I don't know if you can still can, but I remember as a little kid, you could go in the big prawn and look at its eyes.
I've never done it, but possibly.
It's true.
I think now it's true. Yeah. Bunnings wasn't there when I was younger. It is now.
I don't remember a Bunnings. It was just a big prawn on the side of the road.
Yeah, because you don't have to drive that way now. So, and that's the thing, actually, even the road, even in like the time that we took Finn down in March this year, he did his first road trip. So yeah, his first road trip was through New South Wales from Gold Coast to Sydney. They've done a big stretch of the highway that skips out where you used to like drive along a river and drive along the cane fields, which is quite beautiful, but it was a one-lane road with a no divider, which is quite dangerous when you're doing long trips at 100 k's an hour. So now it's that part totally skips, which I'm sure, I don't know. Actually, I'd say some of the locals would be happy that people aren't driving past their house, but I'm sure some of the little shops and things were probably a bit sad. But if you have the time, I'm sure there are still people doing the leisurely drive and stopping in places like Yamba. I've not been yet, but I know that's a popular one. And just stopping in some of those little towns along the way. And I do want to at some point, even though I've done that drive so much, I would love to do it at a really leisurely pace and stop in at some of these gorgeous little places.
Yeah. Which I guess leads us up to Byron Bay and Northern New South Wales.
Which is very famous, I think even more so now with all these celebrities being there. I'm actually watching a show called The Nine Perfect Strangers, which was based on a Leanne Moriarty book, and it's meant to be set in California, but as soon as I saw it, I knew it was filmed in Byron Bay and looked it up. And yeah. And, well, a lot of Leanne Moriarty's books are actually set in North Sydney. And her characters, which is quite funny because that's the North Shore. And when you're reading these characters, you're like, oh, yes, I know these characters. But, you know, they filmed it in Byron Bay, and so some of the world's most famous Hollywood celebrities are currently residing in Byron Bay, avoiding the COVID. And a lot of filming has been moved to New South Wales because, yeah, we were able to continue in 2020. So in that way, it was a pretty good boost for the Australian film industry. Yeah, it's been a big, big win.
While you're up there, you can also drive inland to Nimbin. That's a thing.
Yes, Nimbin is quite known for its alternative life, and
yeah, you can buy weed in the museum.
So. That's fun, but yeah, but that area around there, like, look, Byron is beautiful. It is stunning, but it is so popular. And I just really encourage people to try and get down to other places along the coast near there. Yeah. You can be very close to it and definitely go to Byron. I don't diss that, but, you know, it has become so popular that even locals can't afford to live there and, who've lived there for a long time and, accommodation.
You've ruined it, Hollywood. Thank you.
Well, no, you know, it's just one of those spots that's just sort of over popular, and we talked a bit about it on the Regional Australia episode too. And I have nothing against Byron, but I just think spread the love, and you know, you can go to other places as well and really enjoy a similar experience, like a similar, you know, scenery and all that sort of stuff without the hype and the driving in and out is infuriating. So. If you come a bit further north, you get closer to where I'm living, Gold Coast. I'm only 40 minutes from the New South Wales border. And so we have Tweed Heads there. You've got Kingscliff, which is absolutely stunning. There's a bunch of little sort of towns along there with beautiful beachfront properties, gorgeous restaurants. And then if you come a bit further inland into the Northern Rivers region, which is the Tweed and the Tweed Coast and Northern Rivers, just breathtaking. You've got these mountainy type things and rivers, and you're only a heartbeat away from the ocean, but then you just feel like you're a million miles away. Yeah. And I went up to a food festival last year in the Tweed Coast and Northern Rivers area. It was the Tweed Coast Food Festival, and it was fabulous. So highly recommend that.
Yeah, it's very nice, that whole area. So nice. I was hesitant about telling people to go there.
Well, I took you to Fingal, didn't I, to the lighthouse, which is just below the border, and it's stunning little spot. And we used the photo the other week on the Australia episode of you at Fingal Lighthouse, and you can often see dolphins and whales and other beautiful marine life from that point.
Yeah, and you can go inland from there, Mwillumbar and all that. The bush around there is amazing. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
So for these wonderful Australia episodes, our Australia series, we have been asking in our Lovely Travels community for some of our loyal listeners to share about their experiences. So one of our lovely listeners, Lani, she shared about she did a 6-week prac in a place called Coonabarabran, and it was brilliant. And we also have Teresa Winters, who was a former guest. She was on our episode about moving from the USA to Australia, episode number 45. So sometimes as the people who have immigrated or you know, yeah, living here from somewhere else, tend to have a better experience of actually going and seeing the country. So, yeah, she's sharing a bit about her experience in New South Wales. So let's have a listen.
Hi, my name's Teresa Winters, and I love exploring small towns all over New South Wales. I recently went to Maitland, which is on the Hunter River, which is a really surprisingly cool area. Really impressed by all of the historic buildings, and it's nearby another very touristy, very cute town called Morpeth. Further afield, there is a town called Millthorpe. So this is between Bathurst and Orange. It's basically a town that time forgot. Really small village that the railway goes through. Bit of a boom town. Nowadays, it's full of little shops and antique stores. And I'm planning on going for a weekend with friends and renting an Airbnb house for a weekend. There's also a really small town called Dungog. I hope I'm saying that right. It's sort of close to Barrington Tops, a little bit further south. Small town, nothing much going on except for a really adorable brewery called the Tin Shed Brewery, which is where all the locals go. And if you're not a local and you're from out of town, they definitely realize and super friendly and nice. So those are just three spots all within driving distance of Sydney, not too far away, that you can spend a day or a weekend going to visit. Hope you have fun.
Isn't she so great with her? She's so thorough with her knowledge and some really different places. Book. I love the specific. And yes, my mum, Sarah, will love that. Shout out to Millthorpe. I've been to Millthorpe. She took me there and it is absolutely charming little town. So highly recommend that as well if you're heading out towards the Orange, Bathurst, Dubbo region. So, yes, Darius, do you have any more factoids for us about New South Wales?
Sure. The Sydney Opera House has 1 million tiles covering the roof.
That's a lot of tiles. I wouldn't want to clean that.
The New South Wales border is the longest of all Australian state and territory borders, measuring a lengthy 4,635 kilometres.
Really? So does that mean as in around the whole, like the, you know, each length of it?
Well, I guess it must exclude the coast because Western Australia obviously has a lot more coast. But I think because it's, I don't know. Look, the fact doesn't seem right. The longest of all state... territory borders. That's what it says.
Surely the base border is longer.
Look, who am I to measure borders?
Borders didn't used to mean, like, we always had border towns and we always had, there were places that were on the border, but it didn't mean anything. You just drove across it and just whatever, you just went in wherever you want. And this, you know, we are in 2021 and COVID's been around for a while and it's really divided our country and it's really made those borders really stark and clear and you know, it's a bit heartbreaking at the moment because I can't get into New South Wales at all. And we did have a border bubble with the Gold Coast region and the Tweed sort of area down to like
heads,
Byron Ballina, but at the very least just that, you know, because a lot of people who live on that border and the same thing, you know, Millie, who was on our Real Life Farmer Gets a Wife episode, she's had that issue with South Australia, Victoria border. And then, like I mentioned, Albury Wodonga, like they're just Victoria and New South Wales. It's just really highlighted, that actually there is a line in the sand and it's causing grief and before we had just had this beautiful luxury of being able to just drive around and an Australian road trip is such a wonderful thing to do. If you've got the time, you need a lot of time, getting to travel and see Australia by road is phenomenal. So I hope that comes back soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. Look, I've got a fact. It's a great place.
Oh, what? New South Wales is a great place.
New South Wales is a great place.
That's the fact. Okay. We're making Darius homesick, so we're going to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. And we're making VSAG, because I can't even get down there at the moment. No, absolutely. It's, you know, and I love Sydney. I'll always love Sydney. It'll always be my home. But there is a lot more to New South Wales than Sydney. And it's funny because we talked about going south, we talked about going west, we talked about going north. That's because Sydney is on the coast. And if you went east, you're paddling in the ocean. I remember a guy who we went to school with lived in Cronulla and he was like, I don't like anyone who lives east of me. And we're like, but you live in Cronulla. And he's like, yup.
Here's the fact. There is something east. which is still New South Wales, Lord Howe Island.
There you go. I thought it was in Queensland. So there you go.
No, I've learned something today. It's part of New South Wales. It's a little island in the Pacific.
Yes. Yes, I haven't been, but it is epic. It looks like something out of a movie. There's like, it's sort of Jurassic-y and very tropical too. And just, definitely heading towards that more Polynesian area. So
definitely
that will be on the bucket list, Lord Howe. So thank you very much, Darius. It was lovely to take this vicarious trip around New South Wales. Thank you to our listeners and our former guests who've joined in through the Lovely Travels community. And we will keep popping up. We have some episodes coming up for, we've only covered 2 states so far. So we've got 6 to go. I now know the maths. There are 8 states and territories. I hope I got that right then too. But please contribute. We will read out your suggestions. We love hearing from locals and we love hearing from people who visited as well. And so if you're in Australia and you are confined to your own state at the moment, maybe this is a great time if you're allowed to explore it.
Definitely. Shout out to New South Wales for existing. Thank you, Emma, for the time to reminisce and to travel vicariously, as you said. I hope I can visit again soon.
Yeah. Hit us up on the Instagrams. You know all the things to do. We'll see you. Yep. Instagram, Lovely Travels. Facebook, Lovely Travels. Website, lovelytravels.com. The Lovely Travels community is super active and we love it. Rate, review, subscribe, help other people find us, share the love, and we will see you next week somewhere in Australia.
That was amazing, Emma. we will see you next week. And until then, bye-bye.